MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A homicide investigation is underway after a man was shot and killed Saturday in Eddy County. According to the Eddy County Sheriff's Office, deputies responded to a report of a shooting on Capitan Reef Road in an area known locally as the Chutes. When deputies arrived, they found a man suffering from at least one gunshot wound. The victim, identified as Nicholas Lucero, was transported to Carlsbad Medical Center, where life-saving efforts were unsuccessful. Investigators have not released additional details about a suspect or the circumstances surrounding the shooting, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Eddy County Sheriff's Office at 575-887-7551. Two of the most controversial measures approved by New Mexico lawmakers this year are set to take effect this week amid ongoing legal challenges. One law expands the state's universal child care program, while the other, the so-called Immigrant Safety Bill, restricts the use of New Mexico jails for federal immigration detention. Opponents of the child care measure, which critics have labeled as free daycare for everyone, have filed a lawsuit challenging how the program was created before lawmakers formally approved the legislation placing it into state law. A spokesperson for Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said she's confident that the law will withstand legal scrutiny, citing the state's legal framework and court system. The immigration-related law, however, may face a more uncertain future. The federal government has filed a lawsuit against New Mexico over the measure, prompting Attorney General Raul Torres to halt enforcement of the law in Otero County while litigation moves forward. State officials are expected to appear in state district court in early June for a hearing related to the universal child care law. And New Mexico health officials are urging residents to learn how to recognize and respond to heat stroke as part of the New Mexico Department of Health's new Beat the Heat campaign. According to the NMDOH, emergency room visits related to heat stress have steadily increased over the last 15 years and have more than doubled since the early 2010s. And remember, we only have Memorial Day because a soldier sacrificed their life for the freedoms we enjoy. Honor their memory. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.